Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, Tori, I got something for you to be thankful for next year for Thanksgiving. Be thankful for the stretchy pants that you have on as you're eating your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, I'm always thankful for them. Yeah. I was thankful for them this year.
I'll be honest, I have more yoga pants to the Thanksgiving dinner this year. Gave me a little room.
It's great, isn't it?
Didn't have to unbuckle or do anything like that. You know, with the stretchy pants, the yoga pants, stuff like that, you don't have to break those in, do you, Tori?
Well, you know what? I have accidentally bought a size too small.
Oh.
And I was like, this is not good.
Well, they asked people, what's an article of clothing that needs breaking in? That was not mentioned at all. But there are some out there, and I did a little research on this. Any, like, leather that you have, leather footwear, shoes, boots, like, you know, stuff like that, they say you have to have a grace period to where you break them in.
I thought you meant leather pants, because you do kind of have to wear them in. Otherwise, you hear that, like, yeah, as you're walking down the hall.
Well, certain new clothing items that's made of stiff, durable, natural materials like thick leather, also raw denim, they require a period to soften the material and be broken in properly. Mm-hmm. Now, also they say jeans. I think they've actually done a better job with jeans lately because they have that stretchy to them now. Like I don't know if it's like, you know, because you can pull them and they're not like the Levi's jeans back in the day that took you about a year to break them in.
But you still put them on in the mornings and then squat down to stretch them out a little bit, don't you?
I do. Yeah, a couple of squats.
I believe they just add like 4% of elastic in them.
Yeah, elastane or something like that. Is that what it's called? I know when I go to American Eagle, I see I've got a certain pair because some of them are made like 52% cotton and the others got that, you know, magic fabric in it that's stretchy.
I tell you, my baby has a pair of jeans, and in the back is just an elastic waistband that stretches.
Yeah.
I could go for some of those.
Sure, why not? Leather jacket's something that has to be broken in.
I don't really feel like a leather jacket has to be. I guess it depends on the material, I mean, like how it's done, because I bought a Calvin Klein leather jacket at Costco for like $99, and it was ready to go.
They say belts need to be broken in. You buy a new belt and it's not like soft. I'm like, the one I have on, it's 20 years old. It's like it takes a while to break that belt in because that new one's cutting into you a little bit because you little, you know.
Mine started flaking off the black. So I grabbed a black Sharpie and just colored it in. So I think you can't tell it from a distance.
You're past broken in at that point. You're just at broken.
I actually just bought a new one a couple of weeks ago. I have not worn it yet.
Okay. These are clothing articles of clothing that you have to break in. So jeans, pants, they say bathing suits. Do you really have to break those in? I mean, after the first swim, they feel okay. I mean, you got that little area of. Even sometimes I cut that area out, you know,
the netting.
The netting in there. Yeah. Yeah, because it's like you're restricted there.
There's a point to that. I mean, you're swimming and jumping around in the water. They're trying to make sure that everything stays contained.
Well, it's embarrassing when you get out of the water. You got to make sure, you know.
Yeah, it's going.
So shoes and boots also mentioned. They said heavy cotton shirts. Those fabrics and heavy cotton shirts, the workwear that are the button-ups, it takes a while for you to break those in sometimes.
Huh.
Yeah. So, and the ladies mentioned bras. Is that true? Does it take a while to...
We're all looking Tory.
I was going to say, much like Kato's belt, I think it's been a couple decades since I bought a bra, so I don't know.
If you have to start using a Sharpie on your bra,
yeah, it's time. But that might take a little bit. They say then the way to break in clothes is move around in them. Even some people say exercise in them three times.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine that? Okay, wear them, obviously. And then they say use dryer balls for fabrics like linen. A low-heat tumble with dryer balls can speed up the softening process. Mm. I have those things, and I hate them. And the reason why, every time I'm pulling out my clothes from the dryer, the balls go flying all over the place. Yeah. And you got to wrangle them in. It's like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, or your sheets, eat them.
Yeah.
That's the most and then you get your little fitted sheet fitted over sheets. Perfectly, and you see that one lump in the corner. You're like, you again.
I know. It's like I've lost three or four of those, too. But those are some of the things you can do. Also, they say blister plasters. Is that those little things you put, like, in shoes and boots so you don't get a blister on the heel or something? Because you're breaking in those new shoes. Like, your Sunday go-to-meeting shoes are... I got some shoes I've had for about 6 years, still not broken in. I hate wearing them. They're my funeral shoes.
I'm pretty sure those are shoes you bought that just don't fit you well. 6 years is broken in no matter what.
Yeah, but these aren't.
Well, how many funerals in 6 years?
I've been to 7 probably.
Oh, so it might not be enough time to break in.
I gotta schedule me some more funerals to go to. Break in those shoes. But those are just the honorable mentions that they have as far as breaking in clothes. Yeah, that's all I've got for you.
Right? Okay.
Unless you'd like to add to anything, feel free. You know, underwear, I don't think you have to break that in.
I got some that are so tight.
Yeah, but you know what? That is true. Sometimes you get the new pair of Hanes, you open up that pack, and about 2 or 3 of them feel perfect, and the other one's like, I got to break these in.
And you can't try them on, so you're like, maybe I should have went up to the large this time around.
Uh-huh. When they're cutting circulation off and your legs turning blue.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this was a surprise for some people, maybe not everyone. I don't personally watch Kardashians, but this has made the news. What happened with Kim Kardashian on her latest episode of The Kardashians, she did a doctor diagnosis of her brain. And they did scans of her brain, and her doctor was concerned about some of the results of the brain scan. Mm. Now, don't worry, there was no cancer tumor or unusual mass or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Instead, the doctor expressed concern about the series of low brain activity in her scans.
I watched the show briefly. I could tell you I knew that too.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were suspicious.
Well, she married Kanye too. I mean, that's another reason.
True. Her frontal lobe is less active than it should be, which sounds alarming. The doctor did say that this would impact her ability to handle stress, which could be a problem for her as she has a lot of stress.
Yeah.
She is trying to become a lawyer right now, and she's had trouble with that. A lot of people don't pass the bar exam right away. She also has to deal with Kanye, and she thinks maybe some of the stress comes from him. And she said that she had a little aneurysm, but it's been there for years. For what it's worth, on the episode, Kim looked like she was experiencing low brain activity while the doctor was explaining the situation. She refused to accept it, and she said, "That can't be. I just can't not accepting." And then she said, "I got to get a plan to figure this out."
She's stressed out.
That's exactly how I'm going to deal with medical issues. You know what? No.
No.
No, right. Thank you.
I don't accept this. I refuse to accept it. What's amazing to me is she put it on TV.
Yeah.
If I went to the doctor and they said, "Listen, we got bad news. Your brain isn't very active and you have areas where it's not doing what it should be doing," I'd be like, "Let's not show this episode."
Well, Thomas, because your activity is all there. Hers isn't. She's like, "Hey, let's put this on TV."
But this sounds more like it's stress-oriented. I mean, didn't you say that this is the frontal lobe helps with stress?
So it basically means that she is not able to handle stress well because of this low brain activity.
I feel like a lot of people can't handle stress well, so maybe it's more common than we realize.
I don't know, but I feel like any doctor that told me I have low brain activity, I would think this is going to look bad. This is people are going to say, I don't have very much brain activity. They're already saying that about her anyway, and now she's giving them proof.
Well, when you're attractive enough, you can get away with some of that stuff.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
But it's very odd to me that, I mean, I guess the truth is these people don't care what they get on TV as long as they get attention. So it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, as long as people are talking about it, and we are.
And we sit here and make fun of her, but like, how much money is she making compared to all of us combined?
Well, she had a little help.
Wow, okay.
I had some help.
Maybe we should do that and find out what we're low in brain activity on and if it'll boost our ratings.
Well, I mean, I ain't the smartest one on the show, but I don't want to take this test either. I'm smart enough not to take the test.
I say you're smarter than Kim then.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I guess we could probably take a stab at which ones of us here are good at which things or not good at which things.
I think everybody's got their gift in some area. I mean, it might not be in the area you think.
It might not be useful,
right?
But it's a gift.
I can watch Netflix for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a gift.
And if I needed some Netflix information, I would go to you and say, hey, should I watch this or not?
But you know, I never remember any of it. Yeah. I'll watch a movie I've seen once before and like, wow, this is cool.
You may have a hole in part of your brain activity.
I know I have room temperature IQ is all I'm saying.
Room temperature? That it could be worse.
It's not a lot.
It's cold.
Could be outdoor.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We had an interesting discussion at the Thanksgiving Day table. My aunt came up with this just as we were going around talking about things we were thankful for. And she said, you know, I have an interesting question. What's something that's perfectly normal to have one of, but strange to have two of? And we all looked at her and we're like, well, that's different. That's better than what she usually talks about, which is politics.
I like it.
And I immediately said a nose.
Yeah.
Perfectly normal to have one. Yeah. If you have two, that is unusual.
Yeah.
But that's not what she was talking about.
Picking all the time.
So they actually talked about this on the internet as well. Crazy exes. If you have one crazy ex, that's not hard to believe. But if you have several of them, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Along those lines, it may be normal to have a spouse who died in a strange way. But if you have more than one spouse that died in strange ways,
that's suspicious.
They fell off the ladder, both of them.
And I watched Dateline. If that first one was an accident and that happens again, they're going to bring up that first one again and reinvestigate.
What
that
surprises
one.
Me is it does happen. It's like the, you know, the food poisoning again. And like, okay. Yeah. And then like, does that person not think, okay, I can only do this once.
Right.
I can't do it twice.
My mushroom soup seems to kill people. I don't know if I'm picking the wrong ones or not.
Uh-huh.
All right. Two toilets in one bathroom.
Oh, I saw Meghan Trainor.
Yes, she's bragged about her double toilet setup.
Trying to sell the house right now. Said that her, I guess, brother and his girlfriend are living there, and they get it. They understand that it's not, you don't do everything together, you know.
But you could.
You could, but they didn't. They said it's like if the other person's using it while you're... You know, for number one.
Would be a lot easier for sharing memes when you're doing that instead of being like, I sent you something. Just be like, oh, look at this. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, something about that would kill the romance for me.
Yeah.
Divorces is another one. Now, I know there's a lot of people with more than two divorces out there. But one divorce is considered somewhat normal. People, they meet when they're 18, get married. 24, they realize they got married too soon. And then later they find someone, they spend the rest of their life with them. But when you start to get past that number, you start to wonder if maybe marriage isn't for you. Yeah. How many do you do before you go, I'm not really good at this?
Buddy mine's got five. He can't marry anymore in, say, South Carolina.
That's a rule?
Yeah, it's a rule. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I never heard that.
Look, I never have either. Google it. I'm going to look it up.
Do it. Google it.
How many times can you get married?
Yeah.
Legally.
And divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
In South Carolina.
I guess common common law doesn't count for that? Because if you live together for a little while in South Carolina, you're considered common law marriage.
Right. There is no legal limit to the number of times you can get married in South Carolina as long as each prior marriage was legally ended through divorce.
His divorce attorney was just tired of him.
Maybe he could be.
He just got fired.
That's why I mean, he's the one that told me that.
Huh. So
I'm going to call him a liar next time.
You probably should because he lied.
Maybe that's why he's divorced.
All right. Life insurance policies on other people. It's okay to have a life insurance policy on your wife or maybe your parents or your kid. I don't know. But when you start having multiples, it starts to look suspicious.
Who's going to notice the three I have?
Probably the insurance company. But I don't know. I don't know if it's illegal or not, but it may not be normal.
Right.
We were just going through this with my dad, and I guess he has a life insurance policy on himself and one on my mom. Mm-hmm. And so we were going over who that would go to and how that would work and everything. So I guess if you don't count yourself, that one shouldn't count. But if you have it on more than one other person, that starts to get odd. They said also phones.
Well,
they say two can be acceptable if you have a work phone. But when you start getting too many phones, there's a red flag there.
And a burner phone at that.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those that you can text and type anything you want and the other person doesn't see it. That would disturb me a little bit, I think. I was trying to see if there was any other strange ones out there. Someone mentioned doctorate degrees.
Things that you have more than two of, it's weird.
If you have more than one of, it's weird. Eye patches is another one.
Well, okay.
One eye patch could be normal. Uh-huh. Two eye patches. Huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
You don't see those as much. My buddy had one, though, and it was kind of, he's always funning around. And it was real. I'm like, you know, if he lifted it up,
Turkey basters. One person said they went through the line at the grocery store and they had two turkey basters. And the cashier said, "What's the second turkey baster for?" So it turned out he was using it to pull brake fluid out of the brakes and to be able to get fresh brake fluid in. But this guy was like, "You only need one."
Our old turkey baster, it landed in the shower. Kids love that. It's a lot of fun. It's a kid's toy in the bathtub. Huh. Yeah. Because, you know, they can... Anyway.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I mean, that's a good use for it, though.
And finally, they said Social Security numbers. That would be interesting. Yeah. I think it would probably be bad for you and for them.
Driver's license.
Driver's license. That could be in case you get so many tickets on one.
Oh, hold on. Maybe it's a good idea.
It could be a good idea. Like, hold on. Let me see which one's got the least points on it right now.
Just
like
my credit
card. Like the trooper pulls you over. You're like, pick a card. Any card.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
My life has been hectic, and you guys were giving me a hard time about my illnesses and ailments. But I've had some that I legitimately have just had bad luck, like a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really my fault. It just happens to people sometimes.
How old are they now?
My stones, I passed them a long time ago.
Gave birth to them, yeah.
And then I had, of course, a broken arm, which was a bum deal. Broke my shoulder in two places. But I've noticed that it seems like recently, as I've gotten into this next stage of life here, it's gotten bad. I'm falling apart.
Okay, but yours is happening in midlife.
Well, I don't think this is midlife for me.
Okay.
Judging by the way things are going, I'm well past mid.
Well, it's like a car. If you just toss your car out there and you don't do any work to it and don't keep it up, it's going to fall apart.
But I don't drive it that much.
But you also not doing anything for keep up.
I mean, honestly, you need to rotate that tire right there.
Something's up. Well, the reason I bring this up is there is a study from National Geographic. They claim that there's some ways our health actually improves as we age. So I wanted to read this to see if there's any possibility it's true.
Less stress from not having to work once you retire.
Well, that is the number one thing, was you get better at handling stress.
I agree.
They say that when you're a senior citizen, they say that they produce less cortisol, which is the stress hormone. Plus, you also just learn over time that things are not as important or as urgent as you think they are.
That's crazy that your body, your brain keeps you in fight or flight all these years. And then one day it's like, you know what? You take a little break. You just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Well, after a certain amount of time, I think after like 40 years, you start to realize I've been so stressed about all this stuff, and it hasn't really made any difference, so I'm going to quit being so stressed.
They say 85% of the stuff you worry about will never happen. 85% of that. You're worrying about it, and you're causing stress to your body.
I'm shooting for way higher than 85%.
And they stress about things they cannot control. I learned years ago. Yeah. I'm tired of stressing out over something that I have no control over, so why stress out about it?
Those
so
now, are the things I stress the most about.
I just don't
about.
Care about it anymore.
A lot of times, your counselor will say, get two lists, things you can control and what you can't control, and ignore the things you can't control because you're just worrying for no reason.
Exactly.
But but you still have a reason to worry because you don't know if some idiot's going to run a red light and hit you.
That's true. The things I can control, I don't stress because I'm going to change it. But the things I can't control, I'm like, well, that's out of my hands, and now I'm panicking.
That's exactly how I do
see?
It.
So you got to give that over to something else because you are stressing yourself out.
I don't even know who to give it over to. Like you say, give it over to God, but God's got his own plan, man, and it might include you getting hit by a car tomorrow. So that doesn't help me.
Gosh, that would be unfortunate.
Wouldn't it? You're like, this was a bad plan for me.
I do.
All right. Okay. You become more emotionally resilient. When stressful stuff does happen, as you get older, you're better equipped to bounce back from it.
Well, because so many things have gone wrong in your life, you've learned how to get through it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, this next one is kind of true. As you get older, you stop caring as much what everyone else thinks about you.
Mm-hmm. True. I like it. When you're in high school, elementary school, you got all that peer pressure. You think everybody's watching you, and you try to educate your kids. Like, no one's – everybody's focused on themselves. They're not watching you. And then as you get older, you realize that's not the case.
Yeah, but there's nothing more stressful than walking through that lunchroom in high school. That gave me the most anxiety in the world.
But no one's looking at you is what
I know,
I'm saying.
But in my head, I'm like, why do I walk so weird? Everyone's going to notice it. Now I look even weirder because I'm thinking about it.
They do look when you walk into class late.
Well, sure.
So that's embarrassing I got to school late because I overslept and then I had to walk in late.
I always tell my kids, I'm like, you're so worried about like how your hair looks right now. So are the other kids.
Yeah.
They're more worried about themselves than they are worried about you.
And then you get into the mid-20s and 30s, you're still worried about it because look at all those filters out there that everybody's using right now. I'm like, come on. And then when you get to that 40, 50, that's when you just stop caring. Because you can see people, they go out and the way they're dressed and stuff, like, those Crocs and socks, he just don't care. He got cargo shorts on.
He's giving up on life.
Yes, he has.
That's why kids think their parents are so uncool.
Right, exactly.
Because they are.
But they don't care.
And then finally, happiness peaks again. We tend to start off really happy. Then as we get in our middle ages, we're not as happy. And then whenever they get to the 40s, you start to head towards happiness again. And you may not hit peak happiness until you're in your 60s or 70s. But oddly enough, senior citizens are happier than they were when they were younger.
Because they forgot about all the bad stuff.
Well, they also don't have as much pressure on them anymore because they've done whatever they're going to do, and they're basically coasting to the end of the line.
Coasting in the left lane.
With the blinker on.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.